In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
One of our many visits to Lake Superior, there was in the lake a mama duck, and about 8 little ducklings bobbing along following her. And a seagull, probably very hungry, starts swooping around looking for a little lunch, and starts to make a dive for one of the little baby ducks. Now, if it came to it in a match between a seagull and a duck, I would say the seagull has the advantage. But this mama duck didn't care about her own safety. Her children came first. You know, and I expected her maybe to flap her wings or something, you know, to try to scare the seagull off. Well, she did do that. But she also, when the seagull came down and got to its closest spot, took that seagull by the tail and did something I've only seen a dog do, which was shake her head back and forth. And the seagull went, you know, flopping back and forth. She let go and it took off and dared not make a second attempt. Now today in our gospel story, Jesus contrasts a shepherd with a hireling. When the wolves come, the hireling flees because he cares only about himself. He's in it for the wages, for what he can get for his own use. The good shepherd stays. The good shepherd faces down evil. The good shepherd is willing to die for his sheep. He's got a bond with his sheep. They are his own. And we hear that Jesus is that good shepherd, and we are his sheep. You know, when we were lost as a people, Jesus came. When we were subject to death, Jesus conquered death by accepting death himself. Jesus came into the world as our good shepherd. You might say he's our mama duck, takes death by the tail and gives it a good shaking. He's the one that will never abandon us, even though sin and the consequence of sin are our own doing. I once saw this book. It was really an awful book, in a children's section of a religious bookstore, of all places. I mean, it looked nice. It was a guardian angel book, and it had pictures of kids and their guardian angel. And I was flipping through it, and I came to this really, really awful page where it says to the kid, it says, "When you sin, your guardian angel will leave you for a while." And I was kind of scandalized by that. I'm like, who comes up with this stuff? So I didn't know what to do because I was thinking of buying the book and throwing it away, but of course then they would just replace it. So I took the book and I reached and stuck it behind all the other books. And it may still be there to this day. I don't know if that was my worst moment or greatest moment, but I didn't want a kid reading about their guardian angel leaving them. Our good shepherd never leaves us, and his angels are the same. They would never leave us. You know, when we celebrate, our Lord is there. When we suffer, our Lord is there. When we choose the good path, our Savior is there. And when we fail, when we betray, and when we sin, our Savior is not fleeing. Our Savior is the one who is with us, pulling us right back up. You know, Jesus is not some great karma master in the sky. You know, I've met folks who, when bad things happen to them, look back at their sins and try to figure out which one God is punishing them for. Somehow their concept of God is missing the good shepherd part. So if you remember anything about Jesus, remember this, that in your life, when wolves come, the good shepherd would rather die himself than abandon you. You know, today in the church, we celebrate Saint Ticon. He served as bishop in America before being elected patriarch of all Russia. And his election as patriarch came right at the time of the communist revolution. And this gospel of the good shepherd is appointed for this day because in imitation of our Savior, Ticon was a good shepherd. He defended the church. He defended numerous people against horrible atrocities perpetuated by the communists. He stood up for what was right, not only for the church as a whole, but he would make an effort even if he was just going to defend one single person being unjustly prosecuted. He himself was willing to be imprisoned and even to die before abandoning a single soul. And I think that raises an important point. By God's grace, we have good shepherds here on earth. These are people who would never abandon your soul in times of distress. They might be a clergyman like Bishop Ticon, might be a friend, might be a colleague, might be a family member or a teacher. Sometimes it might even be a stranger. But these are people that when you are in your point of distress, even if you brought it on yourself, they would never abandon you. Now that doesn't mean they're going to defend every choice you make. You know, there's a trend in our society that if you disagree with someone, you're somehow phobic or hateful. And I would say no. Sometimes, you know, your best friend, your best shepherds will be the very ones who call us out on our failings. They're the ones that are going to say, hey, doofus, you were wrong. But they still stand by us. They still defend our humanity and our personhood till their very last breath. And the flip side of that, you too then can be a good shepherd. You can be a mama duck for another person's soul. You know, we have a natural affinity to do that for family. But if you really want to imitate our Savior and his angels, if you really want to be a good shepherd, and this world needs as many good shepherds as it can get, if you want to be that good shepherd, then you will defend the humanity and the personhood and the spirit of any sheep God sends your way. Family, stranger, enemy, it doesn't matter. Without regard to your own comfort. And when that sheep celebrates, something in you will celebrate too. And when that sheep fails, you do your part to pull them back up. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, no matter what we go through. Then let us also be that good shepherd to any sheep that Christ sends our way. Amen.
Amen.